Welcome, Bikescapers, once again. Looks like it's time for another Bikescape. And this week we're going to do part two of the bike summer that I managed, the little small portion of bike summer that I managed to see this weekend, or last weekend. Had a great time down there in the sunny Southern California, down in L.A. If you ever want to go down there, the way to go from San Francisco is to take the Cal Shuttle bus. It takes a little longer than they say it'll take, but you can bring your bike on the bus. You don't have to box it. You don't have to take it apart. But just throw it on the back, make a reservation in advance, and it's $50 each way. $45, $50 with the bike. So, and they'll take you from downtown to downtown. They'll take you to Hollywood or downtown L.A. or to Santa Monica, which is great. So I would highly recommend that. The drivers aren't that great, but if you don't mind taking your life into your hands, go ahead. We're putting your life in their hands, I should say. Bike Summer is this great thing that happens once a year. We don't know where it's going to happen next year. Somebody still has to volunteer a city. But it's happened in a different city every year since it started here in San Francisco in 98. And, or 99, I believe it was. And it's a month of activities. Usually an activity or two, sometimes three every day, especially on the weekends. And there's usually, it's a loosely set up group of activities. Anybody can have an activity. Everybody has access to the website, criticalmass.org. I'm sorry, bikesummer.org. And you can put something on the calendar right up until a few days before the event. And although, you know, you should probably put it up a little sooner, but my point is that it's loosely organized. Anybody can do it. There is no real Bike Summer organization other than the owners of the .org domain and the people that just sort of shepherd it through to make sure it happens. And a lot of people get real excited about it when it happens in their town, and they really push it through and it happens. And in the same spirit of the anarchic organization of the whole thing is Critical Mass, which usually bookends the beginning and end of Bike Summer. It usually goes on for a month. Usually August. This year it was July in L.A. And this year it didn't quite bookend. Usually, I guess the Critical Mass, the way the month is set up, the last Friday of the month is not quite the end of the month yet. So they did it from June 3rd to July 3rd. So that's how it worked in L.A. And this week I wanted to bring you Critical Mass. Last week, if you look back in the archives, you'll see we did a visit with the Bike Kitchen, and we went to a function. We had an interview with some people from Time's Up from New York who were down there. And this week we're going to do Critical Mass. Brought the iRiver along. The recording could be better in some places. People are yelling, it's noisy, and I don't have the best microphone in the world. There's a lot of listeners now with iTunes 4.9. Maybe one of you has a lot of money and has a philanthropic heart and would like to send me a new microphone. Send me an email. I'll tell you where to send it. I would love to do that. I can't afford even a microphone right now. So, anyway, Critical Mass is this monthly thing that started also in San Francisco, and it's spread to over 200 cities around the world. And it's this ride that starts usually the only organization for the ride is that it starts on the last Friday of the month, and everybody who goes to Critical Mass has a different reason for going. Everybody has a different reason for it, has a different purpose for each rider. Some people think it's a protest. Some people think it's anarchy on wheels and anything goes. Some people think it's an opportunity to smash cars. And luckily, that's a minority, a small minority, and it's usually undercut by the people who try and stop them on the ride. And a lot of people just think it's a demonstration of how wonderful it would be to live in a bicycle-centric society. And for me, what I like about critical mass is just the way the street transforms. You know, you have this very dangerous river of steel that goes down a road, and you can't even cross it without some kind of signal from a light or a cop or something, because if you don't, you'll probably, you know, get hurt or maybe even killed. And then when critical mass comes through, the whole space, bikes in space, remember, that's what this is, Bikescape, and the landscape of the road actually changes, and the sounds change. You don't hear the honking, you don't hear the engines, you hear wheels and sprockets and people talking and laughing, and it changes from a very unsafe place to a very inviting place, and it turns heads on the street. We're riding down Hollywood Boulevard, and you'll hear people were looking at us and clapping, and they couldn't believe what they saw, especially in LA, where critical mass never really quite caught on until this last weekend, or it's been catching on for the last few months, but probably Bike Summer has something to do with it, I think. It seems to happen in other cities. Bike Summer certainly caused New York to catch on, New York's critical mass to catch on there. Puts it on the map, and helps a lot. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play some of the interviews I got with people out on the mass, and as they were gathering over at Western and Wilshire, getting ready to ride. Okay, so we're at LA Critical Mass, the corner of Western and Wilshire. Just arrived. There's probably, I'd say 100 people. What would you say, 100 people here? 75? Do you ride in this ride a lot? I'll talk to my audience, my thousands of people.
I've ridden several times.
Yeah?
Yes. I'd have to say, I like Midnight Riders much better.
Yeah, a lot of people have been saying that. Why is that?
Younger crowd, a lot more, like, energetic and whatnot. And, you know, larger group, but this pulls a different type of crowd out, so it's still fun, though.
Oh, maybe I need to get more Midnight Riders out here.
This is true. But it's still fun, no matter what. Any excuse to ride is a good ride.
Yeah. Do you like to take like a one lane or like five lanes or?
This ride tends to stick to a lane. Midnight Riders kind of gets out of control sometimes. Yeah.
So Midnight Riders is like more fun, is that the deal?
Yeah.
It's just like this is too political or?
No, not necessarily. It's just more or less. You really have like a different, I'd say a different crowd. This kind of critical mass kind of pulls out some more of the.
So there's like bike culture here.
Definitely.
LA.
I'd say critical mass, you get a lot more people who don't ride on a regular. And then Midnight Riders, you get a lot of both, but a lot of like hardcore people who ride all the time. I'd say you see a bigger scene.
I think Midnight Riders also has a bigger crowd because it's late night,
yeah.
And so people are more relaxed and they're ready to party and just go out and have fun.
There's also, it doesn't interfere with work schedules and things like that. So.
See, that's the thing. We got a bunch of people down from San Francisco because it's bike summer right now. And we're up there, everybody goes to critical mass because it's the thing to do after work. But here, everybody's working like everywhere.
So yeah, LA's a huge city, so you have to travel a lot.
Maybe the thing for LA then is like midnight rides.
Yeah, they tend to work out. Nobody's got anything major going on at that hour.
Does everybody drive to that ride? Or?
No, a lot of people ride. There's people who have come up all the way from down in the South Bay area, Long Beach, all sorts. You know, they ride up for the midnight ride every week.
Oh, that's great.
Month as it is.
Frisbee was this.
And what is that? What night is that?
What are we at? Second Friday of the month, that's it. I don't know.
Second Friday of the month? What does it mean?
Up in Echo Park.
Is there a website or something?
It's noted on bicyclekitchen.com.
Okay, we'll look for it. I'll put it on the blog.
Yeah, Bicycle Kitchen. I think it's Echo Park and Sunset.
All right.
My name's Joe Linton.
And what's this you're promoting here?
Yeah, I'm promoting.
You got flyers.
There's an event tomorrow that's a tour of historic bridges in LA. LA actually has dozens of great old, what are called city beautiful bridges, a lot over the river downtown, and others over old rail right-of-ways and in neighborhoods and stuff, and they're most of them are built. There's a gentleman named Merrill Butler, who was a city bridge engineer from 1923 until 1961, and there was this City Beautiful movement that built like big, beautiful public architecture to lift the spirits of the city dwellers and stuff like that. And so there's a lot of funky styles, Gothic and Spanish Revival and various stuff. And so
does the ride go down into the river? Do you get to pretend you're in a car chase or something?
No, it doesn't actually go down in the river in the car chase area, like the Terminator area. Yeah. But it does river stuff as well as throughout downtown. Kind of greater downtown, because there's some cool, there's like the Shakespeare Bridge up in Los Feliz. There's some really great bridges that are kind of in neighborhoods.
Do you have some website people can look at to see how it went? Or to maybe look for a future ride?
The Bike Summer website, I think we'll be able to post some photos on. It's bikesummer.org or bikesummer2005.org.
Yeah.
Or maybe there'll be stuff. Well, and if you're looking for it, so I wrote a book on the river that'll be available from my website, which is handmaderansomnotes.com.
Okay. All right. We'll put a link on the blog.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Is there going to be any other rides in the future that you're thinking about that people can actually have time to prepare
Maybe.
For?
You know, we did some of these quarterly for a while, and we let them slide, but maybe after my book comes out, I'll do some rides to, like, promote the book.
You got a mailing list or something you can sign into on the website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on handmaderansomnotes.com.
All right.
They can get on the mailing list.
Okay, thanks. Why do you ride in Critical Mass? Do you like Critical Mass? I just talked to a bunch of people that are going to ride in Critical Mass tonight, but they don't like it.
Why don't they like it?
I don't know. They like Midnight Riders better.
Well, Midnight Riders is a little bit funner.
Why can't this be fun?
Well, I think that the time of day has a lot to do with it, you know?
Everybody's just getting off of work.
And alcohol's involved, and there's kind of a...
We just had a party over in Lafayette Park and drank gin and tonics before we came down. But do you think it's just more serious or something?
No, it's just a different thing, you know? This is what it is, and that's what it is. And it's all the same, comes from the same positive, productive realm, you know? It's just a bunch of people on bikes having a good time.
Sure. Want to describe your bike?
It's called the Bee.
The what?
It's called the Bee.
The Bee? Like a bee?
Yeah, we'll see. It's black and yellow, that's why. It's a muscle bike.
Suicide shifter? Where'd you find that shifter?
I got the shifter on eBay for $15, I think.
Oh, cool.
And it was just a rusty frame. I built it up this way. It's not a vintage, correct factory bike. It's kind of like an approximation of what they looked like back then.
And you reupholstered the banana seat?
Yeah, I sure did. It's got springs in the bottom there.
Oh, nice.
In addition to the standard muscle bike accoutrements that you normally have.
Nice. So,
5-speed. It's good stuff. Got a cheater slick on the back. From the 70s, so...
What's a cheater slick?
That's that tire. It says cheater slick on the side.
Cheater. Like cheetah or cheater?
Cheater.
Cool.
That's what they used to put on hot rods back in the day. The slicks were called cheater slicks, so all the bikes of this era were called muscle bikes, patterned after muscle cars like Mustangs, Camaros.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like a muscle... Yeah, it's got the suicide shift.
Fat tire in a bag, skinny tire.
Yeah, this is the bike I wanted. I'm about the age where I was riding these kind of bikes at that time, but...
I had one when I was a kid, too, but it didn't have the shifter, because they only made them from... They were only legal from 67 to 73.
So do you ride in Critical Mass all the time?
Most of the time.
Yeah? What do you like about it? Do you like it?
It's a bike ride.
Yeah.
I've been going to Critical Masses for 3, 4, 5 years, something like that.
Here in L.A., really?
Yeah, and when there was 10 of us, or 5 of us. Or one time there was 18 of us, and I thought that was really bitching.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I've been doing it for a long time. I took a little break and then kind of came back to it. Now it's huge. I never would have anticipated this.
Bike Summer seems to do that.
Well, it's not just Bike Summer. This is happening before Bike Summer.
Really? That's right.
I just think that there's a lot of people from other areas that have brought the bike culture to this area.
Do you think there was no bike culture? Because there's bike culture here now.
Well, yeah, there is now, but I'm
a visitor. I don't know this place.
I'm saying 3, 4, 5 years ago, I used to do a Critical Mass ride, and there was 10, 5, 10, 15 of us, whatever. You see, and that was the extent of it. That was impressive enough as it was.
Yeah. Was there like a bike messenger culture or anything like that?
There were always bike messengers, but the thing is you've got different people from different different walks of life and what they're doing as far as cycling. They're bringing it all together for this. That's basically it. This is just fun.
My name's Philip.
Hi. What you doing here tonight? Are you from around here?
Yeah, I'm from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I've been riding Critical Mass for about 2 years here.
In Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles, yeah.
How's it changed?
It's growing. It's been fluctuating up and down between 180 and 200, you know. Okay, maybe not 200, but close there.
This is a big crowd tonight.
Yeah, this is a big crowd too. And I just ride because it's like solidarity with a lot of other riders that, you know, there's a lot of riders in Los Angeles, but we're all like scattered. Everybody rides by themselves most of the time for commuting or whatever purposes.
And, yeah, it seems like you have a lot of different kinds of bikers here too.
Yeah. And I just, it's kinship. It rejuvenates my riding spirits through the city. And
creates community, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, well, I live in Glendale. I ride to Inglewood. But, you know, they say anything properly used can be used as a weapon. I use my bicycle as a weapon against the oil industries and the auto industry and the insurance industries. So, and that's why mainly why I ride.
And it's fun, too, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. You can get me off the bike. It's just so bitching to fly around the city. It's all paved. They paved it all for us. So, you know, we could ride it all.
On Sunday, folks will meet up
in the morning.
Now they'll have a huge, awesome, and probably somewhat slow group ride to the west. In addition, we will have tall bike jousting. We will have a derby. We will have a LA poser freestyle event where you get to show off how good you look on your bicycle. We will have such goddamn fun that when you are gone, you will wish, why am I leaving? And when you leave, you will think, when can I come back? Please, dear Lord, come up to me and ask me for a handout that you may tell all of your awesome friends that they can join us for more bike fun. One thing about this ride that I want to mention to people is if you're in the front of the mass, be aware of people behind you and don't get too spread out. A lot of people are jumping red lights at the front, and a red light's a good opportunity to stop if you're in the front at a red light.
Two or three red lights.
Let the mass catch up behind you. So be conscious of the rest of the mass.
All right, we're leaving. Okay, now we have two lanes. What is this? Western Avenue. We're going, I believe, north on Western Avenue. It's a beautiful evening. We're taking up two lanes, one block, two lanes of Western Avenue here. Going north. And they have really long blocks, so it's a long block here. Got music coming out of Axl Rose coming out of a bullhorn. Well, that's one way to Cork. The Gandhi approach. Just lay down on the street. Thank you, Citizen Corker. What a beautiful evening. So if I didn't say so already, I wanted to say that if anybody's listening out in Rome or Paris, or if you're in London, New York, I would love if you would send me 3 minutes of MP3 video, audio file of your Critical Mass.
I can bike.
You can put in different kinds. Hi, thank you. You can put in different kinds of commentary if you want, or just sounds. That's fine, as long as you identify it. It'd be really great. We'd lay them end to end to make a podcast of Global Critical Mass. Taking a lift on Third.
Hey. Hey.
93 riders.
90, did you count them?
Yeah.
Okay, 93. I got an official count now. I was saying 150, so I'm glad you set me straight. I think this is one of the biggest rides ever in LA. I'm not sure, as far as critical mass rides. Of course, there's that other ride, Midnight Riders. Hi!
Hey, how you doing?
People standing in their doorways applauding as we ride by.
People are stopping their cars, getting out of their cars, and throwing away their keys. They're so happy to see the bicycle.
They're digging at the asphalt, looking for a better day.
Yeah. Freeways are just littered with abandoned cars right now. It's amazing.
So we're riding down these palm streets of luxurious old craftsman style homes. There's a woman and two women in straw hats watching us go by. Beautiful foliage. I don't even know what this neighborhood's called. We got a pink Klein. We got a BMX, a kid on a BMX, a Bridgestone touring bike, I guess. Some mountain bikes, a bunch of fixies, generic single speeds, cruisers, folding bikes, I saw a folding bike, a tall bike. All different kinds of bicycle users.
Oh, yeah?
And some abusers too.
Nice.
So you're from New York, or you're not from New York?
No, I'm from Australia.
Yeah, that's it. What part of Australia?
From Melbourne.
Did you do the Melbourne Mass?
Yeah. Last one I did about a year ago, we had 600 people. I moved here about a year ago for school. Got into the bicycle kitchen in Koreatown.
Oh, yeah, we were there last night.
Yep, built up a second-hand bike and went and bought a new one later. And so far, I've not needed a car, nor am I planning on it, so...
That's great in LA too. People always wonder, like, how can you have bikes somewhere in LA? How can you have bikes?
Dead flat, sunny all the time. You know?
Yeah, we rode 10 miles like it was nothing today.
Yeah, I've gotten.
So you say you're from New York? You lived in New York?
No.
Oh, you just bought the bike
on,
in New York?
Holidays, yeah.
Oh, so you didn't get to ride in a New York critical mass, too?
No, I would have loved to have been there, but that was about the same time that the crackdown
was going on. Yeah, still going on.
Yeah, it's a shame. I hope it doesn't continue. You know, that'll get over it and forget maybe. But...
Yeah, there's a lot of New Yorkers here tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. This is my first one here. I just haven't had a chance to get out, but I do the Midnight Riders.
Yeah.
Which is good fun. And I just moved house into one of the guys that runs that sort of set up bikes somewhere in LA. So it's a very bike friendly household.
That's great. So would you say there's a bike culture here in LA now?
There is. I think
nascent.
I think one of the differences, because I was trying to work out what the difference was, because in Melbourne it's very bike friendly. You get a lot of businessmen and stuff, you know, commuting.
Uh-huh.
And I think what it is that people have to fight a lot harder in LA. Uh-huh. So it might be smaller, but people are more active, you know, like... You've got all these SUVs and, you know, crazy big roads and, you know, angry motorists. So everyone kind of bands together a bit more and puts a bit more effort in, I think. So places like the Bicycle Kitchen and the guys that are there and the girls that are there, like, just amazing, sort of the effort that they put in. So I think there's a bit more fight in the LA riders, you know.
I'd like to see in 10 years what it looks like here.
I think it's only going to get bigger, you know, and the more they get out there, the more people that see it and think, well, yeah, we can get out there too. And I think it'll happen. So things like Bike Summer, you know, can only be a benefit.
So did you say you rode in critical mass in Melbourne too?
Yeah, I did a few there. The last one I did was a 100th ride celebration.
We
had 600 people.
What's that, like 8 or 9 years?
More than 10 years. It's a while. We did a big ride over one of the major bridges across the bay that doesn't allow cars. So we had the news crews following us. We had the chopper, like the local news station and the helicopter.
Okay, now we're nearing the end of our ride. We're on Hollywood Boulevard. Everybody's going nuts. We're passing by all the legendary movie theaters. El Capitan. What's that? That's the Grauman Chinese Theater. Oh, Batman Begins is opening over here. Everybody's caught up in a religious fervor. There's a guy playing a flying B guitar over there. He's all dressed in black. Headbanging on the Hollywood Boulevard. We're headed to Hollywood and Vine. That's the end of the ride, and that's where we're going to see the new movie, Still We Ride, part of the Bicycle Film Festival. The old Hollywood Theater, one of the old school Hollywood movie theaters at Hollywood and Vine, the historic corner. So, a non-bike song, but it's sort of related. It's related to Critical Mass. So it was a great ride. It was wonderful. We had a great time. We're not used to, we San Franciscans aren't used to those warm summer nights. You know, you can just, Critical Mass here ends after about 2 hours because it starts getting cold, and even in the summertime, especially in the summertime. So down there, it was really nice. We, sort of balmy, we just riding slowly down the streets, and everybody's sort of half-dressed and very nice ride. And but if you are interested in going down there, you may want to check out, I'd like to check out sometime, the Midnight Riders ride. It's, let's see, let's go into the calendar of events now, shall we? We'll do LA first. Yeah, Midnight Riders is, let's see, last month they had over 600 people. So it's a lot bigger than Critical Mass. And I think what it is that the city is so spread out. And that's why it took so long for Critical Mass to catch on there, unlike other places, because Critical Mass is supposed to be a ride home from work. But in LA, everybody's working everywhere, and you have to ride 10 miles just to get to the starting point, and then who knows where you're going to end up, and then you have to get home. Midnight Riders is at nighttime. Starts at 9:30 p.m. at the Pioneer Chicken over at Echo Park Boulevard, just north of Sunset. They meet at 9:30, and the ride leaves around 10. And they ask you not to litter. They have an email list. Let's see, how do you get on their email list? Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to get on their email list, you can click on the link at the Bicycle Kitchen website, bicyclekitchen.com. All these links are going to be on the website. What's the name of the site? Bikescape.blogspot.com. Okay, Midnight Riders. That's a great thing to check out. What else? I seem to have lost my, let's see, resources. Here we go. The kitchen. The Bicycle Kitchen. Yes, okay. And then, what else have we got? The West Side Ride meets up every third Friday in Santa Monica at 9:45 p.m. They like their nighttime rides. At the Statue of the Dragon and the Viking Ship. And they leave at 10 o'clock also. So a lot of the same people from Midnight Riders show up at that one. Santa Monica Critical Mass, first Friday of every month at 7 p.m., Meeting Point, Colorado and Ocean in Santa Monica, corner of Palisades Park at the entrance to the pier. They meet at 7 p.m. and they leave around 7:30 p.m. And they also have an early satellite meeting point at UCLA, Westward Boulevard, and La Conte in Los Angeles. And they meet at 6:30 right at 6:45, and then they head up to the, I guess they head out to Santa Monica. So that's pretty cool. That's about it. When's their last, their Critical Mass, of course. The big Critical Mass is in central LA. It's bigger now anyway. We'll see what it's like next month. That's the last Friday of the month. Riders gather to take back the streets and show folks that bicycles are traffic too. So the Central LA Ride now meets at Western and Wilshire at the Metro stop. So you can take Metro there from wherever you're coming. They meet at 6 p.m., which is a little early for people getting off of work all around town. So, but it if you can make it, it's great.
Let's see. Let's close that window and move on to New York. Looking at the Time's Up calendar here. Today is, what is this? This is July. And today we're recording this podcast on July 4th. Happy Independence Day. The big race, the cycles, the world cycle messenger world championships was today. The big race was today, and we'll find. I'll let you know next week how that turned out. The bicycle repair workshop will be tomorrow, the 5th, at 6 p.m. at 49 East Houston between Mott and Mulberry. Movie night, 8 p.m. at the same spot, 49 East Houston. It doesn't say what the movie's going to be, but I'm sure it'll be something good. And then they always have the Prospect Park traffic calming ride, which I always like to push. If you listen to last week's show, they talk about it a little bit, how they calm traffic in Prospect Park over there in Brooklyn. That's at 6:15 p.m. Meet at the Grand Army Plaza entrance to Prospect Park. Critical Mass Brooklyn, as opposed to the main Critical Mass in Manhattan, starts at 7 p.m. Grand Army Plaza, same spot. And there's something called the Cyclone Ride on that same day. It's at the same time, 7 p.m., Manhattan side of Brooklyn Bridge, southwest corner of Chambers and Center Street, Park Row, or at 725 in Brooklyn at the Carroll Street Drawbridge between Nevins and Bond. Or you can meet them at 750 at the 69th Street Pier in Brooklyn at the Shore Parkway bike path entrance. So take a look at the Time's Up website. You can click on that on their calendar and get some more information. times-up.org. The Prospect Park Midnight Ride, 9 p.m., Grand Army Plaza. A lot of stuff happening in Brooklyn. Anything happening in Manhattan? Not much. Manhattan's kind of a dead town, I guess. But they have, you know, the movie nights are on Thursdays. Thursdays? Yes. And check that out. So, you know, there's all these activities all around the country. Send me your activities and I'll put them on here. We just added Los Angeles to the list. Let's see, here in San Francisco, yet another night ride. Sunday, July 10th, meeting at 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. That's as late as we go. Meet at the Panhandle statue in the Panhandle at Felon Paker. That's the little Panhandle section of Golden Gate Park. The blurb here says, "Thou shalt not commit adulthood. Ride to the views, city lights, and a giant slide." Yeah, this is the ride to the secret slide. I know where the secret slide is. Bring front and rear lights, water, hors d'oeuvres to share. 5 to 7 miles, some hills. You can contact Robin M. at exploratorium.edu for more information. I know the slide they're going to. It's great. So, you know, in addition, you may want to bring a piece of cardboard to slide on, because it's one of those long, long concrete slides, and it's nice to have a piece of cardboard to lubricate the ride down. Also, the day before, Saturday, July 9th, late riders to the Tiburon Loop up to Marin County. Go across the Golden Gate Bridge, take a loop around the Tiburon Loop, and then come back. It says, "Calling all slackers, inspired by the first week of the Tour de France, but can't wake up at 7 a.m. for that club ride? No problem. We'll wake up late, cross the Golden Gate Bridge, do the Tiburon Loop, and should return to our beloved city by 7 p.m. Pace is moderately quick," when that counts me out. "Most of us will have road bikes or touring slash ATVs with slicks, but we stop to chit-chat a lot. Contact Frank Chan," which is Frank, P-H-R-A-N-K, at P-H-R-A-N-K.com, or Jim Brown at sfbike at jbrown with an E dot com, J-B-R-O-W-N-E.com. So that's... let's see if there's anything else that I want to tell you. The San Francisco Bicycle Coalition board meeting is happening Tuesday, July 19th. They don't have membership meetings anymore, so you really should go to those board meetings. I should, too. I haven't been to one in a long time. A Day in the Bay Double Century Bike Ride, the first annual of its sort. Circumnavigate San Francisco Bay in one day. You'll cycle through 8 counties, 35 cities, and cross 2 bridges, see history, industry, and the homes of the rich and famous. This ride will bring all of the Bay Area counties together in their need for better bike paths and facilities as it becomes a yearly, highly publicized event. Space is limited, so sign up now. Something you have to sign up for at www.bayareabikes.org/dc2005.htm. Don't worry, it'll be on the website. Bikescape.blogspot.com is all you have to remember. What else? Bike Kitchen, Homemade. And okay, I think I've covered just about everything. I know I'm forgetting something. But I would like you to all check out Critical Mass this year, this coming week, in whatever town you're in, this coming month, I should say. And see it for yourself.
Steve, go ahead. Tell us why it's good to tie up traffic.
Yeah.
Why is it good to tie up traffic and ruin a person's commute?
Because the bicycles are more responsible than the automobiles. The roads were made to facilitate a monetary system so we can drive to our jobs instead of farm produce out of our own backyard like we should be doing in the first place.
Wait, wait, you think everybody should be farming?
If I had my way, there'd be no money, and everyone would go back to the land just like the Indian, and we'd all have better orgasms, and we wouldn't all be drinking alcohol.
You know, Steve, you are a certified lunatic. In a sane society, you'd be in a hospital in a straitjacket. Have a nice day, you nut.
You will not be able to drive through, brother. You will not be able to drive in, fill up, and cruise out. You will not be able to lose yourself on the strip. Cruise the strip while taking calls on the cell. Because the revolution will not be motorized. The revolution will not be motorized. The revolution will not be brought to you by Chevron with three levels of octane and free cups for the kids. The revolution will not show you pictures of Henry Ford blowing a bugle and leading a charge of raging SUVs, yearning to park at strip malls and walk only on concrete while dreaming dreams of a better land with more free parking. The revolution will not be motorized. The revolution will not be brought to you by the stockholders of Royal Dutch Shell or Exxon. The revolution will not put a tiger in your tank. The revolution will not satisfy your sexual needs with more horsepower and less gas mileage. The revolution will not come with fine Corinthian leather, because the revolution will not be motorized, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae driving a stolen BMW down the block or trying to fill your tank for under $1 a gallon. No one will be able to predict the winner at any time, or report from countless severed neighborhoods, yearning to throw off the weight of too much asphalt. The revolution will not be motorized. There will be no pictures of OJ riding in a white Ford Bronco in the instant replay. There will be no pictures of OJ riding in a white Ford Bronco in the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Michael Moore chasing the head of GM around with a microphone. There will be no slow motion or still life of your car or any car rolling freely down an open, carefree road, carefree and happy. BP, Exxon, Chevron, Shell, GM, Toyota, and all the rest will no longer be so damn relevant. No one will care about the size of your engine, or your wheels, or your back seat, because people will be tearing up the asphalt, looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be motorized. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of angry motorists and cyclists fighting each other over a bit of roadway. The theme song will not be written by the admin of Madison Avenue, and it will not have a catchy phrase that tells you to buy a bigger house further from everyone else. The revolution will not be motorized. The revolution will not roll down its power windows, light its cigarettes from the dashboard, or pollute your air with carbon monoxide. The revolution will not kill people for profit. The revolution will not make war for oil. The revolution will not put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be motorized. Will not be motorized. Will not be motorized. Will not be motorized. The revolution will not run on gasoline. The revolution will not be motorized. The revolution will live. This is Bikescape saying, take the lane.